This week's mailbag comes to us from Ian. Hi everyone. Cheers on all your efforts. I thought I would share some joyful testimony here. I'm loving the Sunday basket system. I have used it for approximately 2 weeks and it has totally relieved my decade-long stress from ever-growing to-do lists. After lots of years of learning and trial and errors, I have gotten already pretty organized about my papers. But my ever-growing to-do list and my inability to prioritize and plan my work has been a huge emotional burden for me. I can't let anything pile on because of major procrastination issues, so I handle the to-do slash idea input process differently. I do some pre-sorting on the fly during the week, and I don't wait for Sunday basket day to calendarize or open the mail. I also changed the order of my 1.0s to put my money packet directly behind my computer 1.0 so that I can grab both easily at once. All of my money stuff is on the computer. I just wanted to say thank you to Lisa Woodruff for encouraging us to adapt the system to our needs.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of how we are going to eliminate any bad habits or just wastes of time that snuck into our schedules in 2020. Recapture that time purposely for whatever you decided to have your pink slash buckets be or anything else that you wanted. And I'm going to do this in the next three podcasts. We're going to look at each time of day, how we used to have that time of day before the pandemic, what 2020 did to that time of day, and what we want that to look like in 2021. I think it makes sense to start with the morning routine, right? Like that's the first thing that happens is we wake up in the morning. I vividly remember recording a podcast in 2017. It was September of 2017, episode number 192, about the modern American woman's morning day routine. And the reason I recorded that podcast episode was because I was feeling guilty and I didn't really find anything out there in podcasts or on the internet that affirmed the way I was doing my morning routines. Even today, if you Google like morning routine or, you know, setting up your day for success, most of those podcasts and articles are written by men, and most of them are written by men who do not have children. And I say that because their morning routines are like 90 minutes to 2 hours long. It doesn't even involve the showering and putting on makeup because they don't wear makeup. It's like meditation and reading a book and journaling and drinking a glass of water and having a green smoothie. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so many things to do in the morning. And as a stay-at-home, working-from-home mom, my mornings have always pretty much been dictated by my kids, where my kids need to go. And I know some of you do get up at like 5:30 in the morning so you can have this morning time alone to yourself before you start your day with children. I did try getting up at 5:30 in the morning twice in 2020 to see if maybe that was the solution. And for me, it just wasn't the solution. So for me, my morning routine is 45 minutes long. I wake up, I take a shower, I do my hair, I do my wake up, I get dressed. That takes 45 minutes. Just that takes 45 minutes. And then I'm ready to go. Like I'm ready to go into my day. I don't generally meditate. I exercise May, June, July, and August, if ever, and it's just walking. If I'm going to do anything nutrition related, it's also going to be May, June, July, and August. That is the trimester of my life where I have the most success starting and achieving an exercise habit or a nutrition habit. The fall and the winter seasons, I'm just not as good. We even owned a treadmill for a while and that just didn't do it for me. So I'm just not very good at setting and achieving health or fitness related goals in the first trimester of the year, January, February, March, and April. Like my goal is to maintain my weight, not to add to it And really, I don't have any other health-related goals in those months. So adding those things into my morning routine doesn't inspire me or motivate me. It actually makes me frustrated and makes me feel less than. It's not either here nor there. It just is a fact. After that episode, 192, I really did that episode, one, to just verbally say what I had been thinking. Like, look, these routines don't usually work very well for women who are in charge of their children, number one. And number two, if I got up that early to do all that stuff, I'd just go to bed, you know, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and then I lose my nighttime time. So I wasn't gaining an extra 2 hours in the day. I was just trading which 2 hours of the day I had and how I used that time. So for me, my morning routine, 45 minutes, that's how long it takes. 15 minutes to shower and get dressed, 15 minutes for makeup, and 15 minutes for my hair. I know, 15 minutes for makeup. It's a long time. I'm almost 49. There's a lot of stuff that has to go on this face. I don't know what to tell you. The other reason why waking up at 5:30 in the morning didn't work as well for me is because, and I've been like this since I was a child, when I get up, I get ready for the day, and then I leave my bedroom. Full dress, full makeup. Like, I don't lounge around the house in pajamas. Now, I'll take my bath at 5 o'clock at night and put my pajamas on at 5 o'clock at night and lounge around in the house in my pajamas all night long. But in the morning, I get dressed and I get ready. And I get dressed for whatever the most dressy event of the day is. So like if I'm meeting someone at 4 o'clock for cocktails, I'm dressed in, you know, business attire at 8 a.m. because I'm not going to change my clothes. Like I never go back in and change my clothes. If I have a podcast interview or a summit interview or something like that, then I'm going to wear a little bit dressier of an outfit the entire day. I just wear the clothes I'm going to wear the entire day. I put my makeup on in the morning one time. I wear it the entire day. By the time I get to 4 or 5 o'clock at night, my makeup has probably started to wear off. I don't reapply it. Other than lipstick, I don't reapply my makeup. It's just me. And when you know what your habits are and what your trends are, don't try to change who you are because you might get a better return. You see what I'm saying? Like I tried waking up at 5:30. It didn't work for me. I was exhausted all day. But when I wake up between 6:15 and 7, my energy lasts the entire day. It just works for me. So don't go against your grain. Now I want to tell you what my morning routine, in addition to that 45 minutes of getting ready, when did I wake up and what did I do before I started work and what time did I start work in January and February of 2020? In March of 2020, August to December of 2020, and what my goal is in January of 2021. So back in January and February of 2020, back when the world was normal, I woke up every day around 6:45. I took my shower and got ready by 7:30. My husband would leave the house at 7:15 because he went to an office and he would work from 7:30 to 4:30. That'll be important in the podcast coming next week. And then from 7:30 to 8, I would get ready around 7:30. I would go downstairs. I would make my coffee, maybe do dishes, start a load of laundry, any little household related things I needed to do. And at that time, at 7:30, while I was making my coffee, I was thinking about what I was going to share with you on Instagram. And I was also probably listening to a podcast. So I'd stop the podcast, I'd record the Instagram live, I'd go back and listen to the podcast, I'd go upstairs, I'd straighten up my bedroom, I'd sit down, turn on the computer, get going with the email, and by 8 o'clock, I was starting my day. That was my morning routine. Get up at 6:45, so I was in the shower before Greg, he would get in the shower about 6:50 or 6:55. He would leave at 7:15, I wouldn't quite be done getting ready. He would go make his coffee, go out, give the dog his treat. I would come down at 7:30, Hunter would do Instagram with me. I would listen to a podcast and I would do a little bit of housework and I would start my day at 8. So an hour and 15 minute morning routine. Then the stay-at-home order came. And Greg brought all of his office supplies home, his desktop computer and his office chair. Hilarious. I'm like, you're bringing your chair home? He's like, yes. Which ended up being a wise move. But anyway, the big rolling leather chair all came home. And he set up in the loft, which is currently now where my office is, because he's come home a couple of times. We've set him up in different areas. So he was in the loft. We started getting up in March around 7 or 7:15, getting out of bed at 7 or 7:15. I'm not really sure why this happened this way, but that's just what naturally started happening. By April, we were getting up at 7 or 7:15. Now, that's not when we woke up. I probably woke up at 6:30, 6:45, actually all of April and May. I didn't sleep very well at all. I would wake up and I would obsessively read like three different news outlets. I would read all the LinkedIn news. I would go through all my emails. I had all of this content that I had to consume to figure out what had happened in the middle of the night related to the pandemic before I got up. I got up 7:15. I was usually done with my morning routine by 8, but I didn't really start work at 8. I would go down and get my coffee. Now Greg's home, and I've always worked from home, but it's different working from home alone or working from home with your spouse and all of your family living at home with you as well. So I would start work at 8, but I would run into some issues. Like if it was a podcast recording day, how am I going to record a podcast without any background noise? Now at this point, my office was in Joey's bedroom and Joey was still at college in a private apartment. So I could shut the door. I could get my podcast done. I was in a lot of meetings. I could shut the door. That would buffer some of the noise. And after the entry week of Greg being at home, the 8 or 9 weeks that he was home actually became quite enjoyable. Like I'd go out into the loft. I would talk to him. We would talk over lunch. Like we got into kind of a little rhythm. But instead of going downstairs, making my coffee, listening to a podcast and cleaning up the house, I got straight to work. And part of getting straight to work was fear. Is Organize 365 going to survive? Am I going to be able to pay my employees? Like, what's going to happen in the world? Is Joey going to be safe at college? Like, just like, all right, I'm just going to keep working. So I would start work at 8 at the latest. Greg would start usually even before 7:30. And we didn't power down. So I'll talk about that tomorrow, about how we ended our days. But we didn't power down. So during lockdown, I was working, Greg was working, I was working, and I did not do any household-related tasks in the morning, pretty much stopped listening to podcasts, one, because I lost the time, but two, because about 85% of the podcasts I listened to before COVID, I don't listen to anymore. One, my mindset shift and my ability to level up how I run Organize 365 and my CEO-ness was an exponential leap of growth. And I no longer was interested in podcasts that were about starting your business or marketing online or, you know, any of those that I had listened to before that I'd been listening to for years. All of a sudden, my mental mindset was beyond what they were teaching. And while it was fun to listen to the podcasters that I was used to listening to, the information wasn't what I needed to hear at that time. And I actually switched to paying for and listening to free webinars by elite coaching companies that coached big companies. And what they were saying, the trends were in everything related to how to have a safe office during COVID, business cycles. I started listening to economists' podcasts, really much more PhD or MBA level type podcast material and webinars, and a lot less fun, listen to my girlfriend, talk to me in the morning podcasts. There are a few that I've gotten back into, but there are a lot that just left my podcast feed entirely. Then Greg went back to work. So Greg went back to work in June, and he was home for June and most of July, and then he went to Florida at the end of July to see his family. And I did not go. But when he came back, because COVID numbers were so high in Florida, his office made him quarantine back at our house for 2 weeks. So he worked for 2 weeks again at home. This time, by then, Joey had moved home to our house, and so he was in a small bedroom that also had all of Joey's clothes in it. It was not the ideal situation. And as soon as that quarantine was over, he went back to work again. So in office, he was back at the office. Then there was a period of time, I think it was about end of October, beginning of November, we had to self-quarantine because one of us in the family had had an exposure. No one ended up getting COVID, but twice in end of October and in November, we had to have a period of time for self-quarantining. Greg's office is extremely, like on the COVID scale, they're extremely proactively safe. So even though Greg has never had an exposure, we've had other family members that have had exposures that need to quarantine, and his office makes him quarantine while we find out if our family member ends up getting COVID. Both times it has not happened. So once he came home for like 5 days and then he went back, and then when he came home again, he was ready to go back to the office, and then they had sent everyone home because the Ohio numbers were so high. At this point, we moved Greg into our bedroom. He's in our bedroom because I had moved into the loft because I had given Joey's bedroom back to Joey when we moved him home in August. You know, you've been playing this same moving people around the house game. So this August to December timeframe, in August, at the end of August, Joey graduated from college into audio engineering. I don't know if you noticed, but we aren't having any big live concerts or anything. The world is closed for audio engineers. So Joey came home end of August to live at home and to work for Organize 365. And right before he moved home, he totaled his car. And so he needed to save money to buy a new car, which took him until the middle of December to buy that car. So August to December, he worked for Organize 365, and I became his morning Uber. So my August to December routine was to get up now at 7 or 7:15, because I didn't have to leave the house with Joey until 7:45 or 8 o'clock, depending on if we were or were not stopping for fast food, but sometimes we were even later than that. And the goal was for me to be home and working by 8:30, but in reality, I didn't really get home and start working until 8:45. Now, this was not a problem for a couple of reasons. One, I knew this was a short period of time, and I value any time I can get with my adult son. So I looked at that morning time, just like I did driving him to school when he was in high school, as time I'll never get back again. And while every morning was not like rosy, a lot of them were, and he's a fun kid. And so I enjoyed that time, and I was willing to give up that time. Secondly, I didn't get up until 7 or 7:15 because there was no point in me getting ready early when he wasn't going to get ready early. That would just be wasted time. So I laid in bed until 7 or 7:15, and I started showering after Greg. Remember, Greg started working from home. He starts work at 7:30. So now, like the first day I slept in too long, I'm drying my hair while he's working at 7:30. I'm like, okay, Lisa, we've gone way too far down the quarantine COVID trail. Like, you have to be done drying your hair before your husband starts work. This isn't going to work. He works in the bedroom, for crying out loud. So August to December, until Joey got his car in the middle of December, I really abdicated my morning routine to, well, Greg's in the bedroom. Well, I have to drive Joey. Well, you know, like, not asserting my proactivity on my routine and just reacting to, well, this is what it is for now. So here we are in the beginning of 2021. And I noticed that I gave up 45 minutes to an hour every single morning driving Joey to work. And then also, like, I would come into the office and I would talk to people in the office, which there's no problem with that, but I would. And when I did that, I lost even more productive work time. Now, I was able to do this because we had hired 4 people, 1 person in January and 3 people in the summer for Organize 365. And we went from 3 full-time employees in 2019 to 7 full-time employees by Q4 of 2020, plus the contractors that we've had over the last couple of years. So our team was getting more seasoned. We had a lot more bodies. We had a lot more people. And a lot of the day-to-day has really been taken off of my plate as we've established a leadership team and departments inside of Organize 365 in 2020. Before the pandemic started, I was the leadership team. By the time we had a leadership team meeting in December, we had a head of technology, a head of marketing, a head of operations, and myself in a meeting making all the decisions for Organize 365. We had a huge amount of growth. With that said, though, going into 2021, now that I'm not driving Joey to work and Greg is still working from home in our bedroom, what do I want my morning routine to be? When do I want to start working? Where do I want to work? I have the opportunity as a business owner. I can still work at my office if I want to, or I can work at home. What do I want? And that's the first question I want to ask you before I'm going to walk you through what my morning routine is right now. What do you want? When do you want to get up? What do you want to put in your morning routine? Do you want to put exercise in there so you make sure that you don't miss it? Do you want to, like, get all your meals ready in the morning? Do you want to start your laundry? Like, what do you want? At the end of the day, what do you want to say is already done? And is there any of that that you could put into your morning routine? What about you? When did you used to listen to this podcast? And when have you been listening to this podcast now during the pandemic? And when would you like to listen to this podcast or other podcasts? Or have you noticed that your podcasting habits have changed? As I have noticed that mine have changed. What do you want? Here's what I want. I don't want to get up super early because it doesn't serve me. The dog's up, whatever. I can't really do anything in the house super early. And then I'm tired. But I don't want to sleep until 7 or 7:15 either because I'm really not that tired, and I feel like I'm just doing it because I can, not because I need to or want to. So I want to start getting up at 6:45 again. I want to start getting up before Greg, getting in the shower, and being ready for my day at 7:30. Having my morning routine done at 7:30, being out of our bedroom so that when Greg starts his day in the office, I'm not in the bedroom anymore. Okay, great. What do I want to do at that time between 7:30 and 8:45, which is when I have been working in quarter four? When do I want to start my work day, and what does that look like? I want to start listening to podcasts again in the morning. I want to, from 7:30 to 8, I want to have that half an hour for me to make my coffee, to do the Instagram story with you, to listen to a podcast. I listen to them on 1.5 speed. And so whenever I start playing my phone that's not on the AirPods, everyone in my family goes, oh my gosh, how do you understand things that way? And I listen a little bit faster on an audiobook. I know some of you listen even faster than that. So I can power through a 30-minute podcast in 20 minutes with Instagram and coffee in the morning. I love that. Like, I love getting some other little bit of information. I also like having a little bit of time in the morning to do a little bit of housekeeping if I want to. Selfish reason. Nobody's in the kitchen at that time. Nobody's in the laundry room. But if I do my household-related activities, like after work and before dinner, my whole family's there. And I like to putz around. Like, I like to do the dishes, put them away, start a little laundry, clean up the counter, you know, sort through things, like just la, 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 while I'm listening to my podcast. I want that half hour. So 7:30 to 8, that is going to be my half hour. And then I start work at 8. The second question that I had for myself is, do I want to work at home or do I want to work at the office? Ironically, I started this podcast at home. Then I got in the car and I drove to the office, and I'm now sitting at the office with my door shut recording this podcast. And what I have realized is I want to be home because I feel like I used to work from home, and I don't want to desert Greg now that he's working from home. But in reality, the reason I came over to the office was because of all the noise that's going on in the house that's not conducive to recording podcasts. We started the washing machine and vacuuming while I was recording this podcast last. Not going to work for me. So I'm going to create kind of a hybrid schedule. And I think a lot of people coming out of the pandemic are going to create the same hybrid schedule where you work from the office a couple of days a week and you work from home a couple of days a week. And that is my plan, that I'll work from the office 2 to 3 days a week and I'll work from home 2 to 3 days a week. And we'll just see. So that is my quarter one morning routine and work plan. What is yours? I would love for you to share that inside the Organize 365 Facebook group. I find that when you share your morning routine, first of all, I just love looking at them. Don't you love looking at them? I do. And you always hear what other people are doing and how things are fitting into their day. So I'm going to start working at 8, which is when I was working in January and February of 2020. I'm going to gain back that morning work time. I'm going to do some from home, some from the office. I'm going to gain back that 30 minutes I used to have in January and February from 7:30 to 8, where I got to listen to a podcast, drink my coffee, talk to you on Instagram, and kind of ease from my morning routine into my workday. All right, next week, I'm going to be talking to you about what we do with our afternoon routine, which honestly, I think is one of the most important routines of the day.